Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
On all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in-store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes. May not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
It's 8 o'clock in the KGO Newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour. It is opening day in Major League Baseball for the Oakland A's and the San Francisco Giants. The World Series champs are in Arizona taking on the Diamondbacks. The A's are hosting the Rangers in Oakland amid more questions about the team's future in Oakland. According to reports today, A's owner Lou Wolf is giving up the fight over those territorial rights that would allow the team to move to the South Bay. But Wolf told our Kevin the Rat that's not true.
Our goal is to get a new venue in the Bay Area, so we're not discounting either Oakland or San Jose.
Now, opening day is a magical time for many baseball fans, and this year it is the A's fans that are enjoying this day with their team home in Oakland. Joining us live now is KGO 810's Tiana McLeese, live at theo.co amid all the excitement. Tiana?
I'm here.
Take it away.
John?
Yes.
I'm sorry, John. I couldn't hear you at first. But I'm here now at O.co Coliseum where fans are cheering on their team loud and proud despite a significant number of changes to the 2015 roster. The Green and Gold remain loyal and faithful to their team. They say they are not in the least bit worried about what the season has in front of them.
There's always a lot of changes. I'm used to it, but I think it's going to be a good year. It always is.
Yeah. It always works. Yeah. Billy Bean knows what he's doing. It always works.
Now, official numbers have not been released, but from the looks of things, it appears that there is a sold-out crowd here, and they may be entering this season as underdogs, but fans say they've been here before, and they can once again overcome all odds stacked against them. Of course, that remains to be seen, but so far, so good. Score here as of last check, 2-0 A's up top of second. In Oakland, Tiana McLeese, KGO 810.
Thanks, Tiana. Now, sports fans across Northern California are mourning the death of a sports icon here in the Bay Area.
Here's the pitch to Willie. Swung on, hit deep to left. That one is way back, way back, way back. Tell it goodbye, number 600 for Willie Mays.
That's Lon Simmons calling Willie Mays' 600th home run while a San Francisco Giant. Lon was the voice or one of the voices of the Giants when they moved west. He was also the longtime voice of the San Francisco 49ers and the Oakland A's. Lon died on Sunday following a long bout with cancer. He was 91. In other news, Rolling Stone is retracting that controversial article about an alleged gang rape at a frat house at the University of Virginia. The retraction comes after the Columbia Journalism School issued a blistering review of how the magazine covered the story. This is Dean Sheila Cornell.
We believe, if you read our report closely, that the problems we outlined there were problems of methodology. There were problems of newsroom standards and procedures. Those were the key issues of our report.
Rolling Stone is pledging to review its editorial practices but won't fire anyone. Phi Kappa Psi, the frat house at the center of the allegations, says it's going to be filing a lawsuit against Rolling Stone. Back here in Northern California, the dominoes are falling around Lake Tahoe as the drought worsens. Businesses are hurting as lake levels threaten to drop to their lowest levels on record.
Lake Tahoe water is supposed to feed the Truckee River. The river delivers kayakers and other boaters to local restaurants. Coast Guard Petty Officer Mark Ben Riley tells KGO big sailboats and paddle boats have already gotten stuck.
There's shoals that are exposed that aren't normally there. Just the lower water makes more exposed hazards, you know, for boating.
Controversial dredging has started.
They're doing some dredging around some of the marinas, especially down at South Lake, just to be able to get in there.
Normally, the lake would have risen 4 or 5 feet. Instead, it's sinking.
KGO 810's Katie Lever tells us the lowest lake level ever was recorded in 1992. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:04.
The California state solar rebate is gone. Soon, the federal tax incentive will disappear too. Wait much longer, and you'll wind up paying 30% more for your new solar system. Have you given up because you think you can't afford solar? At Semper Solaris, we don't give up that easy. Call before the end of the month and get your system with no payments till June of 2016. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of California's rebate. New customers actually get an instant rebate check. Why Semper Solaris? We hand you cash. We only use U.S. manufacturers, and our panels come with a 25-year warranty, including labor. We're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We complete our mission with esprit de corps and honor. You get a solar system for no money out of pocket. Get a California equivalent instant rebate check, and call before the end of the month and pay nothing until June of 2016. Call Semper Solaris now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. If you're headed toward Davis on 80 eastbound, just a big heads up for you. You've got an obstacle in your way, an accident on 80 eastbound at Pedrick Road involving an overturned vehicle. Still blocking the left lane, and traffic is pretty much stopped to just before 113. It's going to take you a bit to get through this. 92 westbound on the San Mateo Bridge, you've got construction that's causing longer waits than usual at the tolls. And in Oakland, 24 westbound before 580, you've got an accident there that's on the center divider. Delays are minor, just something that, you know, give room for the authorities to take care of that, if you would. And in San Rafael, they probably have gotten this thing out of the road, but in case they haven't, westbound 580 just after San Quentin, watch out for a plastic bucket that was said to be in the left lane. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
In sports, the A's are leading the Texas Rangers 2-0, top of four. Giants and Diamondbacks tied 1-1 in the fourth. And in college basketball's national championship game, Duke now up on Wisconsin 59-58 with about 4 minutes to go. Well, grab your jacket and dress in layers. Your Tuesday morning forecast is going to be wet and cold. Temperatures in the mid-40s to low 50s. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
The heaviest rain will be falling during the early morning hours, but it all will begin late tonight in the North Bay, and it will get gusty at times ahead of the cold front. So we are expecting a strong enough system to produce some heavy rain. Our wettest spots by Wednesday afternoon, looking at a half an inch to an inch of rain. With a chance of thunderstorms, you can certainly bet on the possibility of some small hail.
57 in Oakland, 56 in San Jose and San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I told you I was here to disrupt, and I told you not to take or pick Kentucky. It wasn't going to work. There would be an upset. Finally, there was.
Did you say that?
Yes, I
did.
Do
we have that on tape?
Yes, I told you on Friday.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that Wisconsin would win. So we're all about the Badgers tonight. Woo-hoo. I hope you are. Are you on that page?
Oh, for sure.
Even though Duke's up right now.
Go Badgers.
And by the way,
I'm all about the Midwest right now. Go Midwest. Whatever team.
Yes. Something good other than Indiana, although they're in Indiana. At least Indiana has decided to play nice.
They sure have.
Yeah, so
seems like
they can be forgiven. Okay. A's are winning their opener so far, and Giants only 7 more days away, 6 more days until the Game of Thrones, 9 more days to get your taxes did. Hope you thought about that.
I cringed about it. Does that count?
Yes. Someone I know very closely to me decided that Saturday would be a good idea for her to go. I said, oh, well, today would be a good day because I wouldn't wait any longer for where you're going.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
and you're like
the retail one. So, you know, before you have to stand up and queue up outside the building.
Right, right, right.
That would be about as fun as going to the DMV.
Oh, my God, that would suck. That's way worse. Standing there with your papers. Oh, I hope I can get into H&R Block today.
Don't even get me started with the DMV.
Yeah. Okay. What sucks worse than that? Eastern Sacramento?
root canal, colonoscopy. It's a short list. Let me see. 16 more days until Secretary's Day and 34 more days until Mother's Day. Now, Don't forget that one, or you'll be in trouble. So let's chat about a few things. You could call this the ultimate unfriending. This is so cool.
You like it?
Yeah. I'm not sure I do, but we'll discuss it in a second. So a New York judge has ruled in favor of a woman who wants to serve her divorce papers via Facebook. Here's correspondent Mark Chase reporting.
You said you had it. I guess not.
Okay.
Well, you get the gist of it.
No, we'll get back to it. We'll come back to it. Okay. It's in the computer. It's just locked away. Oh, it's too much. It's too much fun. We're gonna find it because I want to play the story to you, for sure. I have this one. We can still stay right. We'll just move right back to the Bay. Oh, Sacramento tried to hop its way into the record books Saturday with the world's largest Easter egg hunt. We're doing this to raise awareness for Blue Heart International, the nonprofit. These nice people, founded, and it was Blue Heart International. And we're really passionate about helping children rescued out of human trafficking in our community. Now, thousands of kids from across the city came out to search for more than 500,000 eggs that were hidden around the Capitol. Aside from making history, visitors enjoyed face paintings, bounce houses, and a feast of Easter snacks. However, when it came time for the hunt, it got Fast and Furious 8, claiming the family-friendly event took a less than festive turn. It got downright stupid. There was no organization at all. They all trampled each other. Little two and three-year-olds were screaming and crying their eyes out. The parents went mad. They just lost their minds. The parents were scooping up all of the eggs.
Setting a great example.
Yes, for their kids, and it was just horrific, said one of the mothers. Parents reportedly rushed onto the grass and started pushing and shoving and cursing at other children in order to get their hands on eggs and special prizes. The event did not qualify for the record books. It did have more eggs than any other Easter egg hunt in the world, but it didn't make the record. It made the record for probably the world's worst Easter egg hunt ever. And we actually have a mother talking about how horrible Sacramento's Easter egg hunt was.
There was no organization at all. They all trampled each other. The little 2 and 3 year olds were crying and crying. All the parents were scooping up all the eggs for the older kids, and it was horrible.
I mean, just can't imagine. This is a great example of, parents not behaving themselves.
Well,
you're worse than 2 year olds.
Of course. But I blame the organizers, too.
Oh, no.
Like, you just unleash an entire city on this Easter egg hunt? No, you do.
I disagree.
You barricade them and you let the children go and the parents can have a watchful eye. But don't let those.
I'm not having it. I'm not going to blame Blue Heart International.
I do.
This is a great charity. To help rescue children out of human trafficking.
If somebody would have died in this melee that was an Easter egg hunt, you would be saying something different today.
Oh, it doesn't. No.
It's like a Who concert, 1981.
I blame the parents. They act like two-year-olds. They're worse than two-year-olds. How dare they? I mean, it's simply obnoxious. The parents should be ashamed of themselves, and I hope that they are.
For sure.
Yes.
But you know the whole thing about crowd control.
You act like a decent human being, for Christ's sake.
But when you have that many people, it goes crazy. Have a huge crowd like that sort of self-govern. It becomes every man for himself. And they set that up that way.
I qualify this just like, the Black Friday at Walmart, where people trample
exactly.
all over each other. At least children, for the most part, aren't involved in this. I mean, the place was filled with 2 and 3 year olds. How could you? How dare you?
I was thinking the exact thing.
Way?
It's like Christmas at Walmart taking over Easter now.
Yeah.
Anyway, good
but
job,
it's supposed
Blue
to be...
Heart International.
Oh, my. She does not, those words are not coming out of my mouth.
I own them.
That's Hawk Heather. Yes, she's here to disrupt. Here to distort.
Just wait for the lawsuits.
Wait for the lawsuits. I don't think anyone was hurt. It was just obnoxious. Now, You did put the fun picture up, didn't you?
Yeah,
on Facebook.
I was sad.
Yes. Is it on
I tweeted it.
Okay, yeah, Generation Drex.
Just a few hours ago this afternoon, there's this horrible, sad picture of this person sweeping, sweeping, sweeping all the debris up from this Easter. It's just cracked
it
open.
It looked like Coachella afterwards or Lollapalooza. I mean, good God.
It looked like Easter vomited all over the sidewalk.
And Easter did. Vomit.
Oh,
and it was the
horrible
parents doing the vomiting.
Anyway, I hope your Easter was much better than
that. And someone else beside Jesus did rise. It was the children that were trampled.
I hope so.
I hope so. And there you have it. All right, let's see if we can find this story from Mark Chase. I want to talk about the new way to get divorced. And also, we want to talk about, we're going to have a festive gig festival. Yes, a festive gig festival.
So, festive gig.
Festive gig. So we have 20 meaningful, well-paying jobs. 20 meaningful jobs that pay really, really well.
Ooh.
And then we have the highest paying jobs that don't require a bachelor's degree. Everybody thinks you have to have 4 years, 4 or 8 years of college. You
know? Well, you sure don't.
15 highest paying companies in America. And then, so that I can put a cherry on top of it just for you, signs you're about to get canned.
Maybe we should start there and then tell the people, you know, fill them
with
hope.
There was no organization at all. They all trampled each other. The little 2 and 3 year olds were crying and crying. All the parents were scooping up all the eggs for the older kids, and it was horrible.
It was an Easter pig hunt is what it was.
Easter pigs.
Civilize yourself, people. All right, more of the Drex Radio Show coming up on KGOA 10.
For over 60,000 California foster children, it's a challenge to find new shoes to replace a pair that have become too small or worn out.
My old shoes hurt my feet.
My shoe has a hole in it.
I hope no one would notice.
For many foster children, a new pair of shoes can help provide a sense of normalcy during a difficult time. To help, Sleep Train is collecting new shoes for foster children big and small, boys and girls, youths and teens.
I can barely fit in these anymore.
Bring your gift of new shoes to any Sleep Train, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
I never had new shoes before.
My feet are smiling.
I got my shoe.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Help a foster child today by bringing your gift of new shoes for boys and girls to any Sleep Train or donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Tired of diets you've tried that have failed? Ready for long-term results? Jumpstart is a physician-designed, medically supervised weight loss program that uses real fresh foods, no prepackaged food. Jumpstart MD has an individual approach and is customized to your needs. You'll have tools and guidelines that make it simple and give you control. Support of empathetic health coaches that help you get sustainable results. Call Jumpstart MD to improve your lifestyle, your weight, and your health for good. Call 1-855-JUMPSTART today or go to jumpstartmd.com.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in-store and online and 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
The voices in his head may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Live and local, talking it out in the Bay and around the world. Yes, listen to us anytime, anywhere on planet Earth or on L. Ron Hubbard's planet, whatever that may be.
I was
going to
say, yes. Xenu's spaceship. Can you hear us?
Yes. We had a great chat last hour.
We dragged
hour.
Your ass through the mud last hour. Xenu.
With Ford Green, our Bay Area attorney who actually very successfully litigated against the Church of Scientology. Oh, yeah, you have to watch Going Clear. It's a must-see. Just to have fun with the Tom Cruise part. I told her I had to watch it twice.
I bet.
Yeah.
Just rewind.
And you know what? It's one of those things I'll come back to and watch again.
Yeah. You know, it's depressed me so much that people that I otherwise like are members of that Looney Tunes church or cult. And then I realized, you know, they may feel trapped and like they can't leave.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's so, why I feel sorry for, look, two couple things. People that want to be there, it's their right to be there. Yeah. It's their constitutional right. Yes. If you're an adult.
And I'm allowed to call you a freak.
Right. And if you're a consenting adult and you want to be there.
Well, I think you're a weak
adult.
More power
to you. That's your ass opinion. Okay. But
I'm saying, I just said it out loud.
I gotcha. Comprende. But if they want to be there, they can be there. And if they want to give up their money, they can. You can do whatever you want with your life.
I think it's clear from, you know, what Ford Green said and just thinking about this sort of thing in general, that when someone walks into this something like this, it's because they're coming from a place of certain weakness and they feel that they're going to be guided or somehow their life is going to get better. And they're more easily brainwashed and more easily kept in that spot.
And here's where I do agree with you. I do think there is this cult of intimidation. And once you've been e-metered and audited so many times where you talk about explicitly about every single detail of your entire life, yes, that can be quite damning. And I can see where you might be afraid to slip outside.
So I think as a music fan, a lot of people are like, gosh, I love Beck. How can he belong to that weirdo church?
And I'm thinking,
Beck is afraid to leave, so he's just going to let it go.
But I want to say one other thing about Going Clear and the Church of Scientology. I can understand why this took off, you know, like bat crap in Hollywood. Because if anybody who knows anything about show business, talk about rejection. That's 90% of what it is.
That is a good point.
It's 90% rejection. So people become hopeless. They feel depressed. They feel lost.
That's true.
Yeah, lost souls.
And it offers this sort of lap that you can crawl into and
That's
cry
correct.
On its breast.
Yeah, so, from that aspect, I get it why it was. I don't know if it still is so huge in Hollywood.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Anyway.
So let's get to this. As promised. Now, you could call it the ultimate unfriending. A New York judge has ruled in favor of a woman who wants to serve divorce papers via Facebook. Correspondent Mark Chase has our report.
The woman says her soon-to-be ex has no fixed address or place to work, but he does have a Facebook page. So she went to court, asking them to let her serve him by alternative means, in this case, social media. The judge agreed. Judge Matthew Cooper said social media sites like Facebook and Twitter are the next frontier in which a summons can be served, which may mean you'll soon see things like summons served or divorce granted on your friend's Facebook page. One thing that's not clear is how you would serve a summons on Twitter with limited characters. I'm Mark Chase.
See, that sounds like an Easter Fool's joke. No!
So the guy doesn't have a fixed address or a job? No wonder she's divorcing the loser. God, all he has is a Facebook page.
Look, that's what PIs are for. Hire one and get him served. Or hire a sheriff's deputy. Yes, they do that all day long. You slide them $100, they'll find him.
Yeah. The story begs more questions. So she's married to him, but they don't live together? Like, what is going on?
So this woman says her soon-to-be ex has no fixed address. No, he doesn't have a job, so he doesn't have a gig. But he does have a Facebook page.
Where does she live?
So, you know, she wants to serve him by any means possible. In this case, Facebook. The judge agrees?
That's awesome.
Just not right.
Does it have the guy's name in the story? Because I want to go to his Facebook page now because I am just waiting for this summons to be, or the divorce papers to be served so I can like it.
I can tell you the judge's name, Judge Matthew Cooper.
Okay.
We want you to see if his, what comes up on
Facebook.
Well,
we'll follow
this
story.
Yeah.
Because it's too funny.
I don't think they're going to get away with it. I can see some other attorney raising the red flag. Like, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. You didn't. And by the way, if I were this man's attorney, because he's going to need one at some point, my biggest defense was you did not serve me properly. Facebook doesn't count. Sorry. Sure, I wasn't served. Sure. And by the
but
way,
it is just a divorce.
Oh, I could make a big stink out of this. If this is going to be a nasty divorce, first of all, A, I wasn't served. B, it was inappropriate. C, you shamed me.
Public shaming.
Yes, I'm coming after you.
So it will be public? It'll be on his wall? Anyway.
There is public shaming.
Now I'm starting
on.
To feel sorry for him.
Oh, look at me convincing you.
Because it's look, like wow, when you see those, you know, horrible texts and stuff where people break up. Where they break up on Twitter or whatever.
Well, yeah, but that's like a little, you know, that's not a marriage. I'm just not
down. This doesn't sound like
I'm just not down with serving people on Facebook.
I really don't care.
Yeah. Well.
And then there's that. When I just want to see what happens.
Yeah, okay. When you hear from L. Ron Hubbard and company. So anyway, speaking of shaming, did you hear about Chris Wallace from Fox News? He did fat shaming to Kelly Clarkson.
What?
Yes. Chris Wallace from Fox News and conservative radio host Mike Gallagher, they had to apologize to Kelly Clarkson on Gallagher's show Friday. There was some fat shaming going on.
Well, how about toupee shaming, Chris Wallace?
Yeah.
Jeez
so
Louise.
Here's the deal. They apologized for fat shaming Kelly on Gallagher Show Friday. Wallace said, quote, I admire her remarkable talent, and that should have been the focus of our discussion. And Gallagher called it, well, it was a really stupid move. Both men apologized without Kelly ever saying a word. But Wallace said, Kelly, quote, stay off the deep dish pizza for a little while. And Gallagher added, holy cow, did she blow up?
Oh, my God.
And now this.
You know the singer Kelly Clarkson? Holy cow, did she blow up.
Really? Do we want to talk about some of your friends?
Well, I look at me. I got some weight issues.
But Kelly Clarkson's got a lovely voice.
She's I love her singing, but man,
she could stay off the deep dish pizza for a little while.
Wow.
But she's got a great voice.
Well, she had a baby, but man.
Have you looked at yourself in the mirror?
I didn't have a baby. It looks like I ate the babies.
Well, so it doesn't sound to me like they were, you know, being super nasty about it. But nonetheless, they apologized. It's inappropriate.
That sounds super nasty to me.
It's inappropriate.
Sure is.
And by the way, Kelly is a very, very sweet girl. And I saw the picture, and no, she doesn't. Didn't look heavy to me. She looked quite normal
Who
to me.
Who cares?
And
people's weight.
That's right. I totally agree with you. Yes. Okay, so let's get a gig. Let's talk about it. The best gigs and the best companies right here in the Bay. Most of them are coming up on the Drex Radio Show. We'll do that next. Oh. Did you hear about... ouch. It's so much fun. It almost burns me little fingers. Guess what? Rihanna's being accused of stealing the B-word, Better Have My Money song.
Oh,
yes,
right.
Saying that song belongs to Britney. We'll A-B the songs next and talk about the best gigs.
Lawsuit.
Here we go. Next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Attention. This is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, call 1-800-427-1498 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-427-1498 right now to get your free tax lien kit plus two free tickets to a live training event coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-427-1498. That's 800-427-1498 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
8:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the bottom of the hour, bracing for an April storm. Rain is headed to the Bay Area at this hour. Intense rain that has utility companies and first responders preparing for the worst. Here's KGO 810's Tiana McLeese.
Forecast to drop some 3 inches over the North and South Bays. Thunderstorms and high winds are also expected, pushing PG&E's year-round storm preparation, including tree trimming, into overdrive.
So that when the storms come, the branches are far enough away from the lines so that we don't see that contact.
PG&E spokeswoman Tamar Sarkissian, she says given the very dry conditions over the past 4 years, they are concerned about fires and outages.
We're always preparing with our local first responders.
We'll have a full weather forecast coming up. More problems and more testing could be in the offing for hundreds more rods on the new eastern span of the Bay Bridge. This time it seems one rod is shorter, a half a foot shorter.
There are over 400 rods at the tower's base, and they're 25 feet long. Bridge Chief Engineer Brian Maroney says an ultrasonic test shows one rod is different.
I didn't test if it's broken or not. I tested how long it was. And all I can tell you is one of the rods is short. I can't tell you it's broken.
He says now it's time for even more tests to determine the problem with the rod.
This bridge is absolutely safe bridge. It is high and above the standard.
That's KGO 810's Kristen Haynes. A cable car operator was hit by a car on San Francisco's Nob Hill today. Emergency crews were called to Powell Street between Washington and Jackson just before 11 this morning.
To the 1100 block of Powell Street for a report of an individual crawling out from underneath a vehicle.
That's Mindy Talmadge with the San Francisco Fire Department. The cable car operator was taken to a local hospital, but the severity of his injuries aren't known. The accident happened along the historic Powell Street line. Well, this may be a low point for scam artists. Mothers are being duped when they buy breast milk online. KGO 810's Kim McAllister explains.
Some new mothers are so eager to avoid formula, they look to other moms with extra breast milk. If that milk goes through a breast milk bank that tests and pasteurizes donated milk, that's the safest source. But if they just get random milk off the internet, not so good. Dr. Sarah Keim is the author of a study. It shows 10% of more than 100 samples of breast milk bought over the internet were tainted.
10 of the samples had enough cow's milk that it looked like they had at least 10% infant formula or at least 50% liquid cow's milk added.
Some physicians suggest infants should not have cow's milk in their first year of life. Well, there's now a lifeline for hungry families here in the Bay Area. It's called, fittingly enough, the Hunger Hotline. Here's KGO 810's Katie Lever.
15% of Californians live in homes where they can't always find enough to eat in a day. The National Hunger Hotline connects families with food assistance programs.
Anyone in the Bay Area can get help, can get food immediately. That's why we've created one-stop shopping.
Executive Joel Berg tells KGO.
They can be told how to apply for government benefits. Immediately, they can find out where a soup kitchen or food pantry is near them. When you're hungry, you don't have time to wait.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:33.
When it's your turn, the exceptional comes without exceptions, and the one you want becomes the one you own. With the Lexus It's Your Turn sales event, get 1.9% APR financing on Lexus-certified pre-owned RX models. Exclusively at your Lexus dealer, each Lexus CPO is backed by a comprehensive factory warranty and roadside assistance. See your Northern California Lexus dealer.
Not all customers will qualify. Offer ends June 1st. Coverage only available in the continental U.S. and Canada. See your participating Lexus dealers for details.
Now at the Home Depot, get 15% off special ordered Geldwin vinyl and aluminum windows and patio doors. So let's stop putting it off. With savings like this from a trusted name like that, it's time to toss the excuses out the window. Or the patio door. Let's do this. 15% off special order Geldwin vinyl and aluminum windows and patio doors. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through April 15th, U.S. only.
Is your retirement portfolio actually structured to provide an income stream, enough income stream, that you can count on? One guy who can help you is financial advisor Pat Vitucci. As you think about retirement, your goals may have changed. Now you may need to protect and grow your nest egg. Pat can help you get on the right track for retirement. If you're not working full-time now or sometime soon, you need to make sure your income stream will be enough to carry you through your lifetime. Pat has lived in the Bay Area for most of his life, and Vitucci & Associates has many offices, and I'm sure one is near you. Pat Vitucci. Vitucci and Associates. Call for a complimentary portfolio review.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated.
It is 8:35 on KGO. Time again for Traffic on the Fives with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. On the Bay Bridge, westbound 80 before Fremont, you got a very severe accident there involving a motorcycle. You've got lanes 2, 3, and 4 all blocked. So traffic is solid about midway on the upper deck back to Treasure Island. And it was pushing back, so it looks like folks are getting by a little. Ambulance and emergency crews are headed there now. In San Leandro, northbound 880 at Davis, a solo vehicle accident there that's been moved to the right shoulder. Just give police some room to get that taken care of if you would. And also in Corte Madera, northbound 101 at Tamalpais, there's a fender bender there on the right shoulder. It looks like they picked up that construction on 92 westbound on the San Mateo Bridge. You've got no delays whatsoever at the moment in either direction. And in fact, we're looking good all along the Nimitz in both directions still, and the Bayshore Freeway looks fantastic. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
In sports tonight, college basketball has a new king. Duke staged a late second-half comeback to hold off Wisconsin 68-63. Giants tied with the Diamondbacks 1-1 in the fifth inning. A's up on the Rangers 4-0 in the fifth. And now to that weather forecast from KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Overnight tonight, rain will become pretty heavy at times. 40 to 45 mile an hour gusts along the coast. We could see some thunderstorms, especially in the wee hours of the morning. And that's when small hail may fall as well. Mid 40s to low 50s out the door. It becomes scattered showers for the afternoon. On Wednesday, still some isolated showers in the forecast.
It is 56 degrees in Oakland, 56 in San Jose and San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Well, thank you very much, John. You just messed up my badger party in my pants over here.
In your pants, huh?
Yeah, in my pants.
Yeah, I don't want any part of that.
So, what was the score?
68-63.
So, oof. Duke wins.
Yeah, Wisconsin was up late. And, you know, the hero was a freshman who averaged 4 points a game for Duke. He came in and, you know, knocked down like 16 points and...
Well, I know the whole wide world picked Kentucky, so that's why I didn't have anything to do with that this year. So I was happy for the upset. I was happy for the Badgers.
Yeah, I was hoping they'd win.
Yeah, me too. Just be, you know, look for somebody different. That's as far as it goes, Wisconsin. Sorry, still not down with the cheesehead thing.
But you love cheese.
Yes, I do. Don't care for the Packers. But for those of you listening in that part of the country, I have to just quickly tell you a great story. So the Chicago Bears' disastrous quarterback, Jay Cutler, another just god-awful season. They had a charity event where they were auctioning off, football memorabilia, and no one bid on the Jay Cutler signed football.
Ooh.
No one.
No one. Can't get any money for that thing.
I know. Lots of ladies are saying, yes, they have crushes on him, but...
No one bought the ball. I think somebody at the end said, okay, well, they were going home. Here's $100. I'll give it to my kid. All right, let's get to it.
What do you do? Do you give it back to the guy and make him feel really bad, or you just, we'll hang on to it for next year?
Now, let me just say this. They're very, very serious about their football, just like we are in San Francisco. So that's the way it goes. Hey, some fun now. Rihanna is being accused of ripping off her B-word, Better Have My Money. Yes, I have to tell you, there is this artist named Just Britney released a song last year. Not Britney Spears. See, I was thinking it was Britney Spears. I saw Britney.
Oh, someone who calls herself Just.
Yeah, I know, right? So
weird.
Last year called Better Have My Money, and her fans think Rihanna plagiarized it.
Wow.
But the only similarity between the two songs is the phrase, well, the B word, Better Have My Money. So let's listen to Rihanna.
I call a shot, shot, shot. Like blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want me. Don't act like you forgot. Better have my money.
Oh, the Drex Radio Show. We disrupt and you decide. Okay, so here's Just Britney.
I wanna hear, I gotcha, I gotcha. Oh, wretched. See you in the club, I gotcha, I gotcha. No matching ass. If you ain't got my money, it's gonna be trouble. Better have my money.
Wow.
I'd say no.
But she can prove that she wrote those lyrics well in advance of Rihanna. So she's got something. Go for it, Just
Britney. Then pronto.
Okay, stop that. I'm going to go insane. Oh, my God. That is the worst song. Who writes a song about trying to recoup a debt? Like, what the? Who cares?
Well, when you're number two.
Quit crying about your money. How much was it? $5? God, don't worry about it.
I'm sure she's up to about $5 or $6 million on that song so far.
No, I mean, how much money does she want from this B? Big deal. You wrote a song about it?
Well, I don't know Rihanna wrote the song.
It's just the dumbest thing ever.
Look, you know the secret behind making money in the music industry. It's not singing the songs. It's not the artists who make all the money. It's the writers.
Right, okay.
Yes, they're the ones that get paid.
Jackass wrote that.
They are the ones who get paid forever. Publishing.
Okay, either way, I don't care. Why is that a song? You owe me. I don't get it. Pay me back my money. That's a great idea for a song.
Everyone can relate. Why is Uptown Funk number one for 14 weeks in a row? Explain that to me.
Because it's great. Everybody thinks they're so pretty. Everybody got to kiss me.
With their Uptown Funk. What does that mean?
It has a way more vast appeal. Going out at night, Uptown Funk.
I understand. I love it. But
complaining about someone owing you $20? Jeez, get over it.
You're showing your age, Heather.
What?
Okay, let's get to it.
I would think that was a dumb idea for a song at any age.
Highest paying companies in America, and guess what? We have a lot of them right here in the Bay.
Is that right?
All about us. Let's be stingy. Let me see here. So, coming in at number 15 is TrueCar. They're located in Santa Monica. TrueCar pays its annual workers an annual median of $141,500, 15th highest paid median income compared to other companies reviewed on Glassdoor. Right here in the Bay Area, Synopsys.
South of Market.
Mm-hmm. Lots of high-paying companies out there, and let me see. They make about $143,000.
Good Lord.
Median annual income. Not bad.
I'll sweep your floor, Synopsys. Yes. As soon as I get out of here.
13, right here in the Bay Area, in Mountain View. Google is next. $143,500. Founded in 1998. Boy, if you just could have bought all that stock then, just think. What yacht you would be on where? Floating around George Clooney's island, which, by the way, you better not get close to in Italy because they fine you $600 now.
To go by his house?
No, yes, if you float around his little island.
Oh, he's on an island, not on the shore?
Oh, no, he's got his own island. If you even get close to, he's out there on Lake Como.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a $600 fine.
A friend of mine stayed there during one summer. Yes.
Oh, they're lying.
No, I have pictures of them dining out with his.
Yes, I was on George Clooney's island. Prove it.
Who was that other girlfriend? Well, I'll find the pictures that were in People magazine.
Was she friends with
the girlfriend before, from like two or three summers ago.
I didn't know he had one. Okay.
The bikini model.
I don't know. Cadence Design Systems. Let me see. They're in San Jose. They pay $145,000 median annual compensation. How about that? Next.
Does it say what Cadence does? What do they make?
They operate within the tech sector. Specifically, the company helps design and develop tools to build semiconductors.
Oh.
There you have it. Next one, Palo Alto. Look at this. Virtualization infrastructure solutions and software and services, improved data management, security, and iCloud computing. Median income, $145,000. Boy, we should put this up at Generation Directs. Because these are the jobs this is where you want to go get yourself an interview.
See if you can even get in, huh?
Let's see. Sunnyvale, California. Good technology. Average median income, $147,500. Back to the Bay, Mountain View. Is it Mozilla? Mozilla. I'm sure it's Mozilla. Mozilla?
I think everybody says Mozilla.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure it's Mozilla. $147,556.
Wow.
It's amazing.
They took over an old Gordon Biersch on the Embarcadero.
Yeah, here's what's so cool about this. So if that's the median income, what do you think the people who have worked there for 5, 10 years make?
Yeah,
3, 4, 5? Oh, yeah, easily. Boston Consulting, obviously in Boston, $158,500. Let me see. Chicago, Illinois, Sidley, Austin. Let me see here. They make $160,000 a year. And then New York City, McKinsey and Company, they make $160,000 a year. Chicago, Illinois, A.T. Kearney, average of $160,000. And then Booz and Company, New
really?
York. I know, right? But it's B-O-O-Z. So it could be Boz, but I don't know.
It's Booz.
Well, yeah, I think so. $162,000. And then back to Las Gatas, to Netflix, average annual income, $180,000. So that's just the average.
Wow.
To work at Netflix, man.
And that'd be fun, I would think. Although they keep dropping a lot of movies off their list. You're like, wait, why would you make that movie go away? Why can't I see that movie? Elisabetta Canalis is who I was thinking of, George Clooney's ex-girlfriend.
Well, stay away from the island and the villa, or you get fined $600. Okay. All right. So what else do we want to do? Do we want to do the 10 highest paid jobs that don't require a bachelor's degree?
You betcha.
Okay. We'll do that next. And also, as I said, we'll put a Hershey Kiss on top of all of this, or a Cadbury Bunny left over from yesterday. Signs you will be fired soon. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Is your retirement portfolio actually structured to provide an income stream, enough income stream, that you can count on? One guy who can help you is financial advisor Pat Vitucci. As you think about retirement, your goals may have changed. Now you may need to protect and grow your nest egg. Pat can help you get on the right track for retirement. If you're not working full-time now or sometime soon, you need to make sure your income stream will be enough to carry you through your lifetime. Pat has lived in the Bay Area for most of his life, and Vitucci & Associates has many offices, and I'm sure one is near you. Pat Vitucci. Vitucci and Associates. Call for a complimentary portfolio review.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated.
Moms, you have enough things keeping you up at night. A chirping smoke alarms shouldn't be one of them. One in three older California homes have outdated smoke alarms. Do yours need replacing? Head to Walmart and pick up Kidde's worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. Each contains a sealed lithium battery that lasts 10 years. Get nonstop protection, no low battery chirps, and no battery replacement for a decade. Plus, they comply with California's new smoke alarm requirements. Rest easy with Kidde worry-free alarms at Walmart.
It's me, Renee. Our friends at Serta Pro Painters made my house look great. Fresh look to the bathroom. The back bedroom is a lovely shade of blue, and we were able to come to a consensus on that shade of blue thanks to the color specialist at Serta Pro. It's me, Renee, your ambassador of fun, to say the locally owned Serta Pro Painters are just great. And they don't just do interiors. They do exterior, too. Give them a call at 800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C. You'll see how professional they are. They'll take pride in transforming your home to your individual needs because painting is personal. Serta Pro is North America's largest and most referred painting company. And they're your neighborhood painter. They're local business owners that are part of our community. Visit them at CertaPro.com or call them at 800-CERTA-PRO because painting is personal.
If you're hearing this, chances are you know someone battling addiction. If so, there's a new hope with a breakthrough medical procedure at My Life Recovery that eliminates prescription, opiate, and alcohol cravings immediately. Just listen.
My name is Jeff Conway. I'm 55 years old. I live in Boston. I've been drinking for approximately 40 years. The procedure is about a half hour, virtually painless. Woke up the next morning, and I'll tell you, virtually no desire for alcohol. I had lunch at a place. There was no desire to walk over to the bar and order a beer. And it's been 8.5 months now. No alcohol, no desire for alcohol. Feeling good. Lost 35 pounds. Work is coming back. Relationships with my family, my kids in particular, 100% improved. It is the best single thing that I've ever done in my entire life.
End your prescription opiate or alcohol nightmare. Thousands have been treated with this life-changing procedure. For more information, call 800-653-1238. That's 800-653-1238. Or visit MyLifeRecoveryCenters.com. My Life Recovery is a physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show live as we talk it out every weeknight from 7 till 10 here in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. Download the app today. Six more days until the game of Thrones. Nine more days until your taxes are due, everybody. 16 more days till Secretary's Day. That seems so outdated. That needs to go away. 34 more days until Mother's Day.
Right, because who has a secretary anymore? There's just a robot. There's this voicemail.
Donald Trump does on The Celebrity Apprentice. What does that woman do?
Oh,
At that phony desk. Mr. Trump would like to see you now. Okay, thank you. Go back to sleep. All right.
He sounded like Mrs. Kravitz. Is that who I want to say?
Mr. Trump would like to see you. Okay, we'll be right in.
Jane, what's her face? Who? She's always worked for Mr. Drysdale.
She's always. Yeah.
Jane Hathaway.
Yes.
Yes.
Her. Oh my God, with those horrible shoes and that suit.
Wasn't she supposed to be like one of the '60s? You know, even though it wasn't said, it was assumed that she was probably.
Preferred the company of women?
Yeah, something like that, yes. But with the secretary with Trump, it's really funny because she's always doodling something when Mr. Trump will now see you, and she's writing something down. Like,
while she's talking.
I'm going to swallow a bottle of crushed glass after this. Okay.
Didn't Mrs. Hathaway or Ms. Hathaway always say, oh, chief?
Oh,
she called
chief.
Him chief. Yes. You do a brilliant imitation of her.
Oh, chief, I'm here to disrupt. Okay, so highest paying jobs that do not require a bachelor's degree. In some cases, not, you know, just a high school education will work just fine. Commercial pilot, who knew? High school diploma or equivalent. Commercial pilot's license from the FAA and airline transport pilot certificate can make you a commercial pilot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, there's a lot of intense training.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just can't, you know, call United and say, okay, I'm here.
I'm here for my job.
Yes, I'd like to apply for that commercial pilot gig you got open. No, I mean, obviously. But you don't need college. you have to go through flight school and I'm sure hours of intense training. You got to be certified by the FAA.
Tons of hours.
Yeah.
Flights or takeoffs and landings, et cetera, et
but
cetera.
But the average annual median salary is $73,000. So not bad.
And
by the way, that's to start.
And it's beautiful up there.
Farmer or rancher? You know, these people make like a 70 grand and of course they get all the food for free. So that's a plus.
What do you want for lunch, pig or cow?
Either one will work. Oh, except we got to ask, that's so funny. If John, did you hear that story that John Lee Libertini did? We'll ask him about it at the top of the hour after the news.
About cow milk?
Yes. These people feeding their kids cow's milk when they think they're getting the breast formula.
Human milk.
Yes, yes. Yeah, when they think they're getting breast formula. No. I mean, it's the company's deception, whoever's doing it. I don't know what the name of the company is, but we'll discuss. So then there's registered nurse, average salary starting around $65,000. You need an associate's degree and a state nursing license. Web developer, annual median salary $62,500 with an associate's degree. Retail buyer, high school diploma will work, and you make over $60,000, all right? Electrician technician makes $57,850 with an associate's degree. A police officer, you can make $57,000 average median salary with a high school diploma or equivalent and graduation of the police academy. Respiratory therapist, an associate's degree in state licensing. Okay, we'll get you about $56,000 a year. Aircraft mechanic, $55,000 plus. FAA certified aviation maintenance technician school. That's all that's required. And communications equipment mechanic, just a post-secondary 9-degree award. Get you $55,000 a year.
Ta-da.
It's not all bad news. I mean, so you can go out there and get yourself just because you don't have a college education. It is not, does not mean, you know, that you have to make minimum wage.
Exactly. Our friend Marty Nemko would back you up on that.
Mm. Coming up here on the Drex Radio Show. Okay, we do have some time here. We've got a minute. So let me go through these. 20 meaningful jobs that pay really well. Nuclear engineers, $85,000 a year. 79% of the employees in this field of being nuclear engineers like it. 47% say it's very stressful. Internist pays over $192,000, but 82% of the employees say this job is stressful. Now, listen to the stress levels that go with the money.
Mm-hmm.
Detectives and criminal investigators make over $70,000. 70% of the employees say this job is stressful. Physicists make over $101,000. 54% say it's stressful. Hmm. Obstetricians and gynecologists make over $200,000 a year. 88% of the employees say this job is extremely stressful. Nuclear medicine technologists make about $70,000. 60% of the employees say the job is stressful. Physician assistants make $88,000. 73% say the job is stressful. Managers of police and detectives, 86% of the employees say this job is very stressful. That's 86%.
Yeah, but all of these positions have something in common, it seems like.
Well, they have stressful jobs, yes.
Right, that's making them stressful. Word job. Jobs are stressful. Hello.
Oh, well, some more than others. That's not true. I have medical and health services managers, 82% say stressful. Pediatricians make $147,000. 63%, you know, that's not a bad number, say it's stressful. Let me see. Dentists make $130,000. 64% of employees say this job is stressful. I hear they have a really high suicidal rate. Did you ever hear that story?
Dentists?
Yeah. I don't know if it's true or not. Optometrists, $101,000 plus. 52% say that job's stressful, so that's not bad. Veterinarians, $70,000 plus. 73% say that's stressful. Let me see here. I just want to get to the bottom of this. To the guy. Here's the big one. Surgeons who make at least $300,000 a year, 79% say this is a stressful job. So now you know you're getting the degree.
Well, surgery for
all
for
of
sure.
That. Yes, and you're going to be stressed. That goes along with the big bucks. That's the way it works. All right. Should we do the flip side to this?
About knowing if you're going to be fired from your stressful job.
Yes. And then did you hear about Curt Schilling? He plays, I got to tell you, Curt Schilling, baseball player, MLB, he was at the top of the seventh inning stretch on Sunday's Cardinals-Cubs game. And that's when you get to chit-chat. He made a joke about his wife's sex life. And then there was a very pregnant cause. If you've ever sat in a booth with one of those guys, and I've done it, you don't go there. Yikes. Wait till you hear it. That's on the way. And the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on KGOA 10.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Find a relaxed position to let go of the time you left your daughter's blouse in the dryer too long and it shrunk four sizes, or when you donated her private diary to the public library. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Moms, you have enough things keeping you up at night. A chirping smoke alarm shouldn't be one of them. One in three older California homes have outdated smoke alarms. Do yours need replacing? Head to Walmart and pick up Kidde's worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. Each contains a sealed lithium battery that lasts 10 years. Get nonstop protection, no low battery chirps, and no battery replacement for a decade. Plus, they comply with California's new smoke alarm requirements. Rest easy with Kidde worry-free alarms at Walmart.
It's me, Renee. Our friends at Serta Pro Painters made my house look great. Fresh look to the bathroom. The back bedroom is a lovely shade of blue, and we were able to come to a consensus on that shade of blue thanks to the color specialist at Serta Pro. It's me, Renee, your ambassador of fun.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.